Welcome to the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast. This is Ashlyn Dave. Thanks for downloading the show. I hope you enjoy it.
This is the week of March 20th, 2009. And I got a little bit of catching up to do. Make sure you stick around. The show's going to be a little longer this week because I've got several emails and comments from the website to go over and thank people that did it. Talk a little bit about my training, and I'll talk about rocks in my shoes, and then I'm going to talk about some friends in town that have made the decision to run a fall marathon, the first one, and which is always exciting. As a veteran marathoner, I get very excited when I hear someone has made that decision, because it makes me remember the first time I did it and the first time I crossed the finish line. What a unique feeling that was. One that doesn't really, is unmatched. So, anyway, let me talk about my training. Today I'm doing 5.8. I'm on my, this week I'm in the mood of kind of doing some, you know, decimal runs. This past weekend, I finally got out on the road after a little bit of a, I guess, 4-day hiatus, or 5 days. Ran the Lower Potomac River Marathon on March 8th. And the mistake I made during that marathon is that I didn't treat it like the long training run I should have. Did set a personal best by accident, and that's the subject of a different podcast. But as a result of the effort I put forth that day, I was beat that week. And the main problem was a blister, for lack of a better term, that formed on the bottom of my foot, between my left foot, between my big toe and my second big toe. It formed almost high up in between the toes. Very strange and painful. In other words, it really hurt to wear flip-flops, so I didn't. Well, I decided to let that heal up because it hurt a lot on Monday, which I had taken off from work, and gradually felt better as the week went on. And so I decided to get out there and run. Now, the week after the marathon was supposed to be a pretty heavy week, but I decided to take a few days off, and I only got 28 miles out of the week. I ended up running 20 on Saturday, 8 on Sunday, and weather was just miserable. Rain, wet clothes, wet hat, everything was wet. So anyway, the conditions were pretty bad, and the plan was to do 24 and 10. And it just didn't happen. So a week that I was supposed to exceed 50 miles, I ended up doing 28, which is fine. I didn't really want to do it over the course of just 2 days. But so I took Monday off, and I picked up again at a 10 on Tuesday, 4.2 Wednesday, and here I am tonight with a 5.8. And got a rainstorm kind of threatening here. I'm hoping to get this run in. And then I'll do 10 on Saturday, 8 on Sunday. That should be 38 for the week. And this is actually my cycle down week. So next week I'll incrementally go up above 50 again. And I think the week after calls for a 31 miler, which is the longest run of the program that I'm kind of loosely following. I've changed the program a little bit to kind of suit the way I felt. I haven't followed it to the letter because it's a 50-mile training program and I'm not running a 50-mile race. But part of it was an experiment to see how far I could go in the process before I started breaking down. Well, whatever was on the bottom of my left foot is healed. I'm feeling kind of heavy today, and it might have something to do with the fact that I had lunch at Five Guys. So my midday meal consisted of mostly French fries, and I get a little burger. I don't get the double patty, but man, that was good. So I feel a little sluggish, but I think I'll be on. Hey, buddy. Should be able to get this run in and rest tomorrow, and get back into the double runs on the weekend with no problem. Man, I don't really have anything lingering. My knees are experiencing some overused pain. Nothing that's putting me down. I'm icing and just doing all the same things that I have been doing to keep me in the game. I had some little trouble with getting motivated mentally. Just to get out here, and I was dreading a little bit the time with my own thoughts and looking at the watch too much. And I usually haven't done that, but I seem to be doing that more and more, or having that urge to look at my distance to see where I'm at. That's a sign that the running is becoming maybe more of a chore than something enjoyable. Now, my 10 miler a couple days ago started off really sluggish. Just not into it. And I did a 5 miler out and back. Actually ran in a new area. I kind of extended an out and back I'd done before. I went a little further. And I did that purposely so I would get the miles in even if I walked, because I wanted the time to be out there by myself and do the training. Well, fortunately for me, it really picked up at the end, and I came in pretty strong, feeling good, kind of feeling like I was back into it a little bit. And I guess that's why I went a little bit longer yesterday, which another reason for that was to so I'd have shorter than a 6 miler today, just to kind of play with my brain a little bit, make things interesting, figure out a way to add 0.8 to my regular 5 mile loop, which I'm already off because I'm trying to stay out of the headwind. So I'm going to run through the woods and just kind of add little pieces here and there. So the state of my training is pretty good. I'm still looking forward to May 2nd. Looks like we've solidified our group. Shelly, appreciate the offer. Shelly had offered to help our crew because she is familiar with the area where the strolling gym race is in Tennessee. But we had kind of informally all thought it was going to be a guys' weekend. And being that Shelly's a woman, it wasn't the best fit at the time. And Shelly was very gracious about that. I guess when you're doing something that's kind of unusual, people want to be a part of it, and it's very flattering, to say the least. So, Shelly, I'll tell you what. I'll pick a 50K up in the Shenandoah Valley in the fall, and if I'm up to it, you can be my moving crew to make sure I get what I need. So we'll see how that pans out. So I guess, you know, if I'm still looking forward to the event I'm training for, then I guess that's a good sign. I know my plan will get me there. And if I just stick with it and keep motivated and constantly look for ways to refine that motivation, whether it's changing the length of the runs, the silly little decimal numbers, or spacing it out, or listening to just music from the Grateful Dead on my iPod, or something like that, who knows. So let me go into my next topic, which is rocks in my shoes. And the reason I'm going to talk about that now is because I just got one in my shoe. So I'm going to stop here for a second. I don't understand what's been going on here lately. Every time I run, I seem to feel this need to stop. That was a stick. I seem to feel this need to stop and get a rock out of my shoe. Happened 2 days ago. Yesterday, I ended up just running with the rock in the shoe. I don't know if my shoes, I wear Asics 2130s. I don't know if my shoes, all right. I mean, just pick up the stuff and happen to just be engineered in a way that they make a perfect toss into the back part of my shoe by the heel. It just seems like that wouldn't be possible over and over, but it seems whenever I run on the shoulder where there's crushed gravel, or in the woods, a little piece manages to get picked up, and my socks are so thin, I feel it in my shoe, and then I just get focused on that, and I have to stop and get it out. And I don't quite understand why that's happening. I don't remember that happening growing up or whatever, and I'm wondering if there's too much space back there. I don't really need to wear gaiters on the road, but nevertheless, it's something that's been happening, so I thought I'd bring it up in the podcast. Surely runners can relate to that. All right, this rainstorm is really threatening. I still have, 3 miles to go, 3.2 miles to go. And I just got news the other night that three of the women in my wife's training group, the Ashland Runner Girls, are going to be running the Richmond Marathon in November. And that's awesome because I've already signed up for that myself. That'll be my 10th one. If all goes according to plan with Charlottesville on April 18th and the Strolling Gym 40 miler on May 2nd, then the marathon, Richmond Marathon, will be my 10th. And the reason that's significant is because it was also my first marathon. So you ask, well, what's so significant about these people running the Richmond Marathon? Well, the reason it's significant is the Ashland Runner Girls group started, I guess, a year and a half to 2 years ago, maybe last year. And I don't know, it was a group of women in town that are all friends, and they started running together, and then they got a little more serious, got outfits, got themselves a logo and a little sticker and a name, and they entered a couple races where most of them ran together that they could, and kind of got hooked on the activity because it kind of became a little bit of a family activity when families traveled together and the male half were hanging out supporting their female half. And it became pretty cool. And they got organized with a message board on Yahoo and kind of went from there. Well, several of them went down and ran the Disney Princess half, which I think I've mentioned. And someone made a decision to run the fall marathon and be a part of the Richmond Sportsbackers training program, which is excellent. I haven't done it. My dad has, and he said it was really good. Well, I was talking to one of them last night, asking her if she had signed up already, and I think they're waiting to sign up with Sportsbackers because that automatically signs you up for the marathon. It's all in one fee. I was telling her that's the most courageous thing you can do is actually filling out the entry form. It's not showing up to the the start, because in between filling out the entry form and the start of the race is really where the journey is, and it's through the training. I didn't tell her all this, but it's kind of what I think. And it's a significant thing to try. I mean, it's a life-altering event. It's so hard. And you stick to the training and believe in yourself, you'll make it to the finish line on race day, regardless of how long it takes. You just got to hang in there. And a lot of the race is mental, the mental strength to keep yourself from going out so fast at the beginning. Because a marathon is nothing like a 5K or a 10K or even a half marathon. It goes on and on and on for hours. And you got to be able to stay out there. So anyway, Ashland Runner Girls, I applaud your decision. I'll have more to say about that as time progresses and gets towards the fall. Maybe I'll give you some training updates so I can share with the weekly listeners. And I'm going to talk about his email later in the show, but Gordon has emailed me and asked to include the Ashland Runner Girls Princess Half at Disney as part of his podcast. So I'm going to try to link them together as soon as my computer gets back. We've sent in for a repair. We had a little corruption on something, and something I don't understand. And we were going to get a memory upgrade. Matter of fact, we got the call today that it's ready. And, you know, it's been a pretty quiet week without a computer in the house. You kind of spend time reading in the evening as opposed to checking those emails before you go to bed or all that other silly stuff you do, surfing the internet for useless information. But I will have the computer back, and Gore and I will hook you guys up. Hopefully one of them will be willing to correspond with you, or somebody will, to share their experience. I think they had a good one. Well, I'm almost done. 5.2, so I got just over half a mile to go, and I have managed to get soaking wet. The rainstorm that was gonna come through did. Well, it's not a storm, it's just rain. So I am getting wet, and I'm a little cold because I got one layer on, probably mid 50s. Feeling better. I'm feeling so sluggish now, and I'm really happy I got out here because I need tomorrow as a rest day, and I want to kind of get back to my schedule as much as possible. I like to kind of follow a program, not real strict about it. I mean, I ran 28 miles in a week. I was supposed to run over 50. But I've read that some people's longest run for a 50-mile race is just over 30 miles. And I have one of those coming up. I haven't decided whether I'm going to... I'm not really sure how I'm going to handle that long run. I'm not sure if I'm going to do that run all at one time. I don't know. I haven't thought about it. I still want to do this run to my Chesterfield where my parents live, which is about 31 miles. Kind of making an adventure run. And just, I'm planning the route where I stop off at convenience stores for hydration purposes, just bring money. But I have to time that just right. And weekends are getting scarce. Anyway, that's it for my run. I'm going to finish off this 5.8, and I'll see you on the other side.
All right, let's move on to the email bag section of the show. Got lots of good emails and comments on the site, which I want to share. And I do have a race report. I'm actually going to put in the next show. That's from Crash Kreider. It's because it's kind of lengthy, and it deserves a little bit more time. than rushing through it. And also, I think I've got a race report from Pat from Shamrock, the Shamrock Marathon. So I'm going to put those two in the next show, not this show. So, Crash, appreciate you sending it in. I'll definitely have that in the next show. And it might be an extra week because of my computer situation. But anyway, let's get into the comments that I had. And Tom left a comment on the site. He was just congratulating me on finishing in my seventh marathon, which was a personal best for me. And he said, at this rate, you'll be running 3 15 marathons in a year or two. And Tom, I have to say, no, that's a negative on that. I don't even think I could clear 4 hours. I just don't think I've got it in me. I have too much fun. I really just the pace I'm at. But I know you're kind of joking, but I appreciate the encouragement. And Tom also put a little comment or a quote. Eric Schatz, who apparently directs a 12-hour race in Alabama, is quoted as saying, quote, there's more of an appeal to run at a comfortable pace the older you get. When you're young, you're more worried about how fast you're going, but as you get older, you're in it for more. And I think that's right. I mean, I definitely agree with that. Maybe y'all do too. Anyway, Tom, thanks for sending that in. Appreciate you listening, as always. Tom's a very loyal listener. Got another one from Matt. Matt has his own podcast at rundiggerrun.com. It's a pretty good podcast. He actually has a segment in there called You Were There, where he kind of makes you feel like you're right there at a historical site in Washington, D.C. It's pretty cool. You got to check it out. Anyway, just sending on his nice words and congratulations on the marathon finish. Matt, appreciate you sending in the comment. Nice to hear from you. Definitely enjoying your podcast. It's pretty cool. Heard from Heather. This is Heather from Chesapeake that I met last year at the Outer Banks Marathon in North Carolina. I think I had more fans there than anybody else. Anyway, she was saying that she hoped I fully recovered from my fall. And she said she bit the pavement pretty hard about 2 weeks ago during a lunchtime run at work and left most of her right knee and palm on the bricks. So that was probably pretty interesting, Heather, to go back to work with that. But she said I didn't stop her from doing a 20K 2 days later, which is almost a half marathon, I guess. Yeah, it's almost a half marathon. So she did 20K 2 days later. And thank you for the podcast. So, Heather, thanks. I'm glad that you're still listening. It's nice to hear from you. I think I haven't been in touch with you in a while, but I'm glad to hear that you're still doing the distance running, and very nice to hear from you. Thanks for the comment on the site. I heard from Rich, and Rich is going to send in a race report from the Texas Independence Relay. What I'll do is just have a whole podcast of those three race reports that I've got that I want to share with everybody. He said he got their picture taken with the governor of Texas, Rick Perry. And some of y'all might remember Rick Perry. If you didn't know who he was, you certainly probably saw his picture on TV during the hurricane that hit down in that area of the country when Katrina hit. He was on TV quite a bit because I think a lot of people went in, was it Austin or Houston, from New Orleans. Anyway, he met Jay, who was the race director, and thought that the guy did a great job organizing what was probably a logistical nightmare. This is a race across the whole state of Texas. Rich's team finished in 30 hours and 24 minutes, which he said is an hour and a half improvement over last year. So congratulations, Rich. Look forward to the race report, and if you send me in some details, I will be happy to share that on the podcast. And I'm kind of curious how the logistics work. Maybe you can share some of that. So I look forward to that, and thanks again for commenting on the site. Actually, that was an email, I think, so appreciate you sending that in. Heard from Alan, and Alan's got his own podcast over at Running with the Pack. It's a pretty good podcast. Definitely I'll check it out. He and I email back and forth from time to time, and let's see, he said that he thought I was crazy for doing 22 miles and then a 10 mile the next day, and he said, I guess you don't believe in tapering. Well, I'm not really tapering, it's this silly thing called the double long run sandwich that I got kind of hooked on, and it's teaching me to run tired the second day. I'm hoping that pays off. I don't know. We'll see. Yeah, it hasn't killed me yet, and definitely it's not something I'll be doing long term. But anyway, Alan, he put in here that he said he had read in Runner's World about people who have interesting gimmicks to keep running, like imagining they're in Iraq and chasing down an insurgent, or that they're in an action movie running away from the bad guys who are shooting at them. That's an interesting gimmick. I missed that article in Runner's World. I have to check that out. My gimmick is the podcast, like I've said before, and it's actually worked out. It helps me get through some miles. And believe it or not, today I ran with my new dog, and that was my new gimmick. Just paying attention to him just killed 2 miles, so it was actually pretty cool. And Alan, appreciate the email. And Alan is actually training for his first triathlon, and if you want to learn more about that, make sure you check out his podcast at Running with the Pack, which you can find on iTunes, or go to his website at parkthoughts.com, which I think has a link to his podcast. He does that with another guy named Jeff, and they have a good show. They talk about everything having to do with really fitness and running, and they're pretty funny, so check that out, and give it a listen. It's a really good show. I heard from Dr. Smitty, and Dr. Smitty is gave me some great advice before I ran my first 50K. Hopefully not my last, but at this point my only 50K. But the best news about hearing from him is that he is actually going to come to the center of the universe and run the Ashland Railroad 10K. So I'm actually going to get to meet him. We'll have to hook up. Greg, I'll email you, I guess, the week before the race, and we'll plan to try to meet up somewhere here in town. He did the Shamrock Half on March 22nd, which is already passed. That was last weekend. This podcast has kind of taken a few days to put together, and then he's going to be ready for Ashland. So I hope you did well on that, and he said he's a dentist, not a medical doctor, so I can't use him as my personal physician. And he didn't say that, but I just made that up. And he actually talked about his son. His son has ran 6 5Ks. Says he doesn't train for them, just goes out and does them because he's very into soccer and basketball, and just has an overall real good level of fitness. Excuse me. Anyway, apparently his son ran just over 26 minutes in the 5K when he was 9 years old, but thinks running is too boring. Well, you know, when you're a kid, you know, running is boring. You want to play, you know, team sports. But anyway, sounds like he's got great fitness. And Dr. Smitty, I look forward to meeting you, and really glad you're coming up here for that. And it's kind of cool that kind of makes the world a little bit smaller when you end up running into meeting somebody that you've. You know, the internet's an interesting thing. Anyway, look forward to meeting you. Thanks for the email. Thanks for listening to the show. I heard from Chris Russell. Chris has done several ultras. He's got his own podcast over at runrunlive.com. I think it's runrunlive.com. Check it out on iTunes. Anyway, he had. If you're interested in ultras, he's got several podcasts on his site in reference to that. One in particular is a guy named an interview he did with Don Allison, who used to own Ultra Runner magazine. It's a great interview, although Chris doesn't really do too much interviewing because the guy just talked nonstop for, I think, 20, 30 minutes. Got me right through my 4 milers easy. We talked a little bit about fuel. And Chris, thanks for the advice, and appreciate your hook. I didn't get a chance to email you back, but I guess I'll just reply to you here on the podcast. I appreciate you calling my attention to those shows, because I did download them and listen to them. And you'll also be happy to know that I bought Chris's book. He's got a book called The Mid-Packer's Lament, which you can get on Amazon.com. It's a collection of little stories and essays that Chris has written over the years in reference to distance running, and it's pretty funny. I haven't finished it yet, but it is pretty good, and I think he still makes like $5 a sale or something. I don't know. It's pretty cool to a guy that you know wrote a book. So I like that. And Chris, thanks for the email. Appreciate you listening to the show. I heard from Matt. This is Matt from Run Digger Run. And let's see, pretty sure that's, yeah. Yeah, I kind of collected these a little bit, Matt. I don't really have them all sorted out by person. So, Matt said he liked episode number 53, and he thought it was pretty funny when I was describing how I fell and then did my field expedient first aid and brushed it off like it was no big deal. And he is going to change. Okay, we're talking a little bit about logistics on podcasting. He said he's going to change the his mic up to high a little bit. I guess he got some feedback that his microphone was a little low on his show. Definitely check his show out. I know I already mentioned that, but that's pretty good. He's got, I think, about 8 or 9 episodes out now. And he's, a retired Marine or former Marine, one or the other. And on his latest podcast, which I just listened to, he's got a great story about a training. He was a helicopter pilot, about a training operation they did in the desert in Arizona, and about somebody they ran into in the middle of nowhere. It's a pretty good story. Had me captivated and on the edge of my had me on the edge of the curb when I was running. So got one. Thanks, Matt. Appreciate you sending that in. Heard from Crash Kreider, and he said that. He's going to heal up, and he finished the marathon, of course, up at the B&A marathon on March 1st, excuse me. And he pretty much ran it with almost a broken foot. I think he had stress fractures in his foot. And I'm going to do a full race report on him in the next show or the one after, because he's got a great, it's just a great race report. And if you're a first-time marathoner, you'll definitely want to, you know, tune in and download that show. That'll be coming up in the future, and I'll devote more time to that. But, Todd, appreciate you sending that in, otherwise known as Crash. Appreciate you sending in the email. Heard from Ari. Hadn't heard from him in a while. He's got his own blog at runanskyrun.blogspot.com. That's runanskyrun.blogspot.com. And he is training for the New Jersey Marathon on May 3rd, and he said his training is going really good. He's doing speed work regularly. He's been doing that since the beginning of the year, and he said he's really noticing a difference. He and I have exchanged a few emails about speed work, and I've kind of told him I'm basically afraid to do it because it hurts. And he told me I was probably running too fast. So maybe I'll try that again. Maybe I'll try that at some point in 2009. But he is running his race the same weekend that I'm running mine. So, Ari, I'll keep you in mind. I hope your training continues to go well. Make sure you check out his blog at runanskyrun.blogspot.com. He's got some just excellent information on his blog, and everything from food to some training tips to training ideas to basically just how he gets around in New York City and runs. It's a pretty good blog. Especially, it's interesting for me because I live in a small town, and he lives in a huge city, and we seem to have, you know, this running obsession in common. So check him out, and Ansi, thanks for the emails. Nice to hear from you. I heard from Dirt Dog. Dirt Dog has also got his own podcast at Dirt Dog, that's DAWG, ramblingdiatribe.blogspot.com. So that's Dirt Dog, ramblingdiatribe.blogspot.com. It's kind of a tongue twister. He's training for his first 100 miler, and he provided some good advice on the 25 and 5 ratio. He said that in previous ultras that he's done, 9-1, 8-2, 15-5, 18-2. And he had an interesting perspective on the 20-mile barrier. He said the 20-mile barrier is not so much of a distance barrier as it is a time barrier. And I thought that was an interesting way to look at it. And as I've done some training runs past 20 miles, and now I'm focused on a race that's, you know, substantially longer than 20 miles, when I have a 20-mile run scheduled, like, for example, I have one, a 24-mile scheduled for this weekend, it doesn't really seem so daunting. So I guess that 20-mile barrier, it's interesting how your perspective changes as your distance goal changes. And I really don't want to sound arrogant whatsoever, because that is not the case. I mean, it's not easy for me to go out and you know, knock out 20 miles. I mean, I have to struggle with it. But it's interesting how that 20-mile barrier is not such a barrier as it was before. I can remember back when I ran my first double-digit run, which was just 10 miles, you know, several years back, how that was just so so out there. And then the 20-mile barrier is really not Well, I have taken it for granted before, you know, staying up late the night before and, you know, fooling around and just thinking I can go out and do it easily. And it never is. You know, mile 15, 16, you think, God, I wish I'd gone to bed earlier last night. But anyway, Dirt Dog, a.k.a. Mike, appreciate your advice. And I'm sure I'll be back in touch with you as time goes on for more ultra advice. All right, got a new email from, I think, a new listener. His name is Matt. And don't know where Matt's from, but the email said, just listened to your podcast for the first time. I really liked it, and I look forward to listening to future and past podcasts. Well, Matt, I appreciate you sending in the email. It was really nice to hear from you. I appreciate you taking the time to send that in. It's nice to know that there's somebody else out there listening. I have a whole lot of fun with the podcast. It's kind of a neat way to communicate with people. And so it's great to hear from you, and hopefully you'll continue to listen. And if you have any, you know, comments about the show in the future, feel free to get in touch with me. I love to hear from folks. So thanks again for listening. I appreciate the email. All right, that is it for this week. And wow, that's a whole bunch. And it's pretty cool that y'all took the time to send these things in. And I appreciate it very much. And I did want to mention one thing. I mentioned a few minutes ago that I ran with my new dog. Several weeks back, I had mentioned that we got a new dog, and I guess it was back in December. Well, unfortunately, that dog didn't work out too well because it bit my daughter, and it was like the third of three incidents where it was just a matter of time before that dog moved on. We actually found a different home for it. One that was probably without kids would be much better. I think if my wife and I didn't have any children, then we probably could have managed to keep the dog. But anyway, we couldn't trust the dog. We've acquired a different one, and this dog's name is Blue. It's a yellow lab named Blue. And actually, his name is Sir Bluefield. So he's worked out really good, and he ran his first 2 miler this evening and on a leash, and he did fine. I dropped him off and did a few more miles, and I think he's going to be my new running buddy, so that's good news, and just wanted to share that. So, all right, I'll be back in a few weeks with another show, and as soon as I get my computer fixed, we got it upgraded and ended up screwing it all up. You know, a lot of the GarageBand software kind of works and kind of doesn't, and anyway, I prefer to have everything all intact before I really go forward, so I might miss a week here and there over the next couple weeks, but I'll be back. I'm not terminating the podcast or anything like that, so feel free to email me at ashlanddave@gmail.com if you have any comments about the show. Love to hear from you, and this is Ashland Dave, and coming at you from Ashland, Virginia, reminding you to run to the finish and keep on running. Y'all have a good week.
The 2009 Ashland Railroad Run. Join us on Saturday, April 4th, for the 31st running of one of Virginia's oldest road races alongside the tracks and through the historic town of Ashland, Virginia, the center of the universe. This race is one of the Virginia's first eco-friendly races and the area's longest running 10K. Special door prizes will be given for those bringing a pair of running shoes to recycle, and a green fair will be held on the lawn of the historic Hanover Arts and Activity Center. Be sure to come to the Center of the Universe too on April 4th and race. For more information, go to www.hanoverarts.org and click under News and Happenings. I ran the kids race last year and it was fun. Run Action First. See you there.